in South Euclid, Ohio. People were very, very happy when Rebecca Jemison won the $162 million Mega Millions lottery a couple of weeks ago. Especially happy, South Euclid Mayor Georgine Wheelo. The town's short on money. The lotto should mean a tax windfall of $1.4 million. Except that South Euclid overlooked a letter a few years ago instructing the town that it must pass a specific ordinance in order to tax lottery winnings. It didn't. I called Mayor Wheelo. Hello, Mayor Wheelo. I guess you thought this was going to be an awfully good week for you.
Well, it was. I just won being mayor of the city of South Euclid, starting my first term. And I know
this is your prize.
Yeah, it was.
You lost $1 million.
Lost $1 million. $1,004.25 actually.
Yeah.
The previous administration received a letter in 1996 informing them our tax ordinance was not able to tax lottery winnings.
Why didn't they do anything about that? They just had to pass an ordinance, didn't they?
In fairness to the city council, they never actually got to receive the letter to even sponsor legislation. The letter was sent to the finance director, and from our understanding, was crossed over to the mayor's desk, but that's where it ended.
Yeah. You get a lot of letters when you're mayor anyway,
right.
Don't you?
Absolutely. However, you know, the buck stops here, just like myself.
You know, the news stories I've read about the winner, Rebecca Jemison, say that she's an awfully nice person. Maybe she would lend you $1.4 million.
I know. Actually, Rebecca, when she went to the lottery and was asked to do a press conference, specifically asked the director to contact me personally and asked if I would come down and be with her and her husband, Sam, so that, you know, she could have taken the easy way out and gone to Florida or New Mexico and pay no state or city income tax. But she really wanted to give something to the community. Her daughter attends our school. And I wouldn't be surprised if maybe she didn't smile down on us. However, I do know that we have been in contact with her. She was excited that she could do this for the community, and it's really not her fault.
Mayor Wheelo, it would be very, very unlikely that someone in your community would win another huge lottery, but are you going to pass that ordinance, or maybe you already have?
I'll tell you what, if you want to buy a ticket, you better come to South Euclid because we're the winning city. Over the weekend, we had two $100,000 winners at our 7-Eleven.
What about the ordinance? I mean,
yeah,
you got to get busy.
Wait, I still have to give the other bad news. And then a $175,000 winner at our Speedway. So I've had three winners over the weekend. But I've drawn together legislation that will be introduced Monday to council.
You're going to let another weekend go by?
Yeah, can you believe that? He lost out again, $375,000. I guess this is the winning city, though.
Georgine Wheelo, mayor of South Euclid, Ohio, the winningest city in the country.
That's right, we are.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alan.